Dr. Havard, you're now dictating a Romans comp note on Martha. The sentence, Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, last name R-E-S-E-N-D-E-T, birthday 6/28/78. Patient seen today. Follow-up with major hand injury, seen by hand specialist with surgery, with continued complaints of numbness and weakness in her right hand, getting physical therapy, seen by hand surgeon recently, with complaints of numbness and weakness in her hand, was told to give an appointment to follow up next month. Review symptoms, non-contributory past history and eventful social family history, non-contributory, non-contributory physical exam, during appearance, no acute distress, extremities, right hand, 1+ swelling to right thumb, with limited range of motion, remainder of extremity exam within normal limits, neurovascular tendons within nose within normal limits, skin within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, next up without masses, lung scale, auscultation, percussion, heart, rhythm, rhythm, without murmurs and gallop, abdomen, stomping, and major tendons, impression, follow-up, right thumb injury with surgical repair, with post-op complaints of weakness and numbness, and with recent evaluation by hand surgeon, to follow up in next month. Here to get additional opinion. Still getting physical therapy. Patient advised to continue physical therapy, follow up with hand surgeon as scheduled, try to reassure the patient that symptoms are part of the healing process and will require more time to resolve. The patient given an option of seeking another hand surgeon for second opinion, to contact adjuster if she felt that's warranted, or to see neurologist if patient feels that is appropriate. Patient, after extensive explanation, agreed to follow up as proposed. It's additional medical care as warranted. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.